This podcast is brought to you by SMC. Money wise, be wise.
Hello and welcome. You've tuned into a new Money Control podcast series, Future Wise, where we discuss the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I'm your host, M. Saraswati. Today we have with us Pratik Shukla, co-founder of India's first coding institute, Masai School. Now, we have heard a lot about technology skills being in demand. Masai School offers specialized programs on full-stack developers. Let us hear from Pratik as to what this course is all about and what are its career prospects. Hi, Pratik. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Saraswati. Thanks for having me.
So, Pratik, let us start off with the basics. So, what is the whole concept of full-stack developers?
So, I'll give you a brief idea on what do we call as full-stack developers in current startups or even the tech companies, those who are hiring it. A person who knows front-end and back-end technologies, okay, is actually a full-stack developer. I'll go deeper into it. By front-end, I mean someone who's well-versed with HTML, CSS, JavaScript, and along with it, a person who has knowledge of backend technologies as well, backend frameworks like Node, Express, and along with it, databases. So any student or any person who has complete knowledge of end-to-end development of any particular web application, starting from front-end, then going for back-end, and have a thorough knowledge of databases, is considered as full-stack developer.
Okay. Now, but what are the sectors that hire these individuals and what could be the average salary?
So all product companies, all product startups, even all the tech companies hire full stack developers. So as we nowadays, like when the startups are moving into a smaller teams, they want people, those who have holistic knowledge of how the entire web application is going to work, starting from front end till the back end. So every tech company is hiring full stack developers. Okay, the average salary in India as of now is ranging from, for a fresher, it is between 6.5 lakhs to, it can goes up to 14.5 to 15 lakhs per annum.
Okay, but yeah. Would you think it is necessary to do a specialized course, or can someone just learn on the job?
No, it's slightly on a difficult side to learn the entire thing on the job, because you have to learn a lot of things to become a full stack developer. And that's why there is a need. And these are the specific skill sets which are never developed in colleges, because in our Indian education ecosystem, people are focusing more on theoretical part of learning programming. Whereas if you want to develop all these skill sets which are required to become full stack developers, you need to have a lot of hands-on coding experience, and learning on the job is a very difficult thing.
Okay, all right. Are there a lot of these specialized courses available in the market right now?
There are a couple of online courses which are available for every student. There are free courses available, there are paid courses also. But the most important thing is that, if you'll ask students, the most important thing is that the path to learn each and everything and the continuous monitoring or continuous hand-holding which is required to basically move in a right direction. Because if I'll start with a full-stack development, you'll go deeper into HTML, then you go deeper into CSS, then you learn Bootstrap, then you learn JavaScript and other things. And there are plenty of courses which are available only for HTML, CSS, JavaScript, and learning Angular, React and other things. And that makes it very difficult for a student to basically learn all the things by themselves. That's why there's a need for schools like Masai School, who is going to basically provide a right path and direction to students to learn all the things in an effective way.
Okay. Could you also tell us a little more about the course that you offer?
Yeah, so we started Masai School with a very simple vision, because we know that there is a report which is floating on internet right now. You can also check it out, that almost 95% of the Indian engineering students are not fit for hiring. And that is the report which is created by Aspiring Minds. And that is the same, and on the other hand, there is a huge shortage of skilled IT workforce for corporates, and that is going on. And there's a report by NASSCOM about this. In 2018 alone, and there was a shortage of 140,000 skilled techies in startups, and that's like there is a gap in both the places. There is a huge number of engineering students which are getting graduated, and there is a big need for corporates. Essentially, the education system that we have is not giving the skills which are needed in the industries right now. That's why Masai School was started to